of that 75% localization would then go to cooperatives, and what percentage of that 75% localization would go to small businesses, and what percentage of that 75% would go to big businesses? It's part of that one. It is our backup.
Yes.
For the next question. Honourable Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. I agree with that parking. But just want to clarify the term localization once more. Because there are two, one has to look at scale in terms of localization. You know, I mean, in terms of scale, the moon is close to the earth. You know, but in terms of localization, we're talking about South African products as opposed to imported products at one level of localization. But at another level of localization, we're talking about the person next door. You know, buying from the person next door so that we can shorten supply chains, geographical supply chains.
Mm.
So I think it's very important that we make that point when we're talking about localization, that we're not just talking about South African products, we're talking about localizing geographical supply chains. Thank you.
We are saying both.
Yes, we are. That's correct.
We are saying both. 75% South African products, when South African business people are competing with foreign business people. But we are also saying 75% localization when it is now a company that is in Johannesburg competing with a company that is in Johannesburg.
So
I have
that also applies to our neighbors, because I thought it had to do with international trade. Because if it applies also my next door neighbor, then it is not effectively applied. Because people in local, in the immediate neighborhood, are heavily disadvantaged when it comes to competition, because they are not as organized as big business. So maybe there might be a need to break it further to ensure that there is clarity in everybody's mind that this localization also does apply to our next door neighbor and not just in international trade.
Okay, that is another point that we will then need to revisit when we are unpacking this. Okay. May I ask that we have a comfort break? Do we have two? Yeah. Again. 11. Oh, okay. Then we will not have a comfort break now because tea has not come. Then I will ask the Honorable Mabasa to take her when I look up for a comfort break. We'll continue with the next one.
Are there further proposals that we made, that we want to make? I had one, just a coincidence that I'm also chairing but also pointing at myself. But let me take first Comrade Mulaudzi before I switch.
Honorable Chair, my input was on the mandate of the department, maybe to include, to assist the small business, also the cooperative, on forming organized structure to communicate with us, with the government, rather than maybe everybody just come to discuss with the department, so that there must be formalized structure representing those small businesses and cooperative from the local level, from the local municipality, province, and national. And another thing is about the legislation or the view that the National Credit Act must also be part of the legislation, so that we must have an influence on the National Credit Act to be biased towards the small business people and this cooperative, because most majority of them is from the poor, of the poorest, who might be maybe affected by this thing of looking abroad and everything. So must have a way, in a responsible way, to assist in terms of the act if there are some changes to favor the small business. Thank you, Chair.
Those are 2 points made. Do we want to comment on them, on these 2 points? Or do we accept them as made? Well, actually, yes, sir. Do we, that's the routine?
I just wanted to ask a question, sir. The Credit Act, were we not told that it doesn't fall below our mandate? Just a question.
Yes, indeed. I think I will respond by saying it is not directly under our department. But my understanding is that whilst it is under trade and industry, but it will also fall under those. The first argument that was brought up was that we will also have to influence other departments, acts, etc. So I think the argument will be covered by that. That day? Oh.
Yeah, no, thank you, Chairperson. I'm not sure. Honorable Mulaud. You see, these things are here. For example, if you look at the third last bullet on the mandate,
oh, yes.
It says easing regulatory environment. It talks to what you're saying. It gives us a leverage to influence standing legislation that we feel stable to the development of our space. So I think it's there. And if you still remember, when I was supporting Honorable Chance, I elevated coordination. You know, the issue of coordination in the real terms also means mobilizing society behind a particular vision through organized formation. So as part of the mandate of coordination, because what was fundamental is like when we were establishing the National Youth Commission in this country. And these issues were issues whether coordination, monitoring, and so forth are issues that is going to make the Youth Commission to realize this mandate. And we find out it is not. But the issue is that if we take, when we go to the strategic plan, and we are dealing now with the department, these are the issues that now we need to unpack, which are going to influence the founding documents of the department. What do we mean when we talk about coordination at that point? And then these matters can come in to say that we need to proactively establish these structures or coordinate structures that are existing international bodies and provincial bodies. So I think this document is trying to accommodate those things, but in a different manner.
Okay. No, thanks, Colonel Ngoyi. I think these are things because we may also take it as examples. I mean, what Colonel Mulaud is illustrating, we can take it as expanding examples. As I hand over to the chair, let me make the point where I took the privilege of putting it to myself. I wanted to propose that we also have a bullet that says to assist SMMEs and cooperatives to grow into big enterprises. I don't know whether I should expand on that, but if we are at one, all of us, that's where I will stop as I hand over to the chair. Thanks. Let's take first Wangunwabe. At the same time, whilst handing over to the chair, and if possible, also comment on the point that I've raised in addition to what you want to speak to. Same with Salabu Estlan.
Uh,
sir. I don't know who's appointing me, and I'm looking at post.
No.
But now, Mabasa, mine is a question to the last comment you said that I think we should add the bullet now to speak on SME and cooperative to make them big business.
Yes.
But my question was going to be, are we not repeating the same thing if we speak of small business and cooperative development? Because if we develop, I'm sure we are making that thing better than before.
That's true.
Yeah, but that's my question. Maybe if you clarify further, I will be covered.
The unintended danger of not having that bullet is that other enterprises or other organizations that should assist small businesses and cooperatives to grow may have a conceptual view that says small should stay small. Unconsciously so, you know. So our aim, even when the department assists SMMEs and cooperatives to grow, if this business is today so small, when we come after 2 years, hopefully we want to see it no longer being a small one but a big one. So that as the small ones emerge, others must mature into big enterprises. But I think it needs to be articulated particularly so, because if it's not expressed, we understand because we are discussing this subject, but other departments that are supposed to support but are not necessarily dealing with this on a daily basis may think, no, if we just support Mkwabe to stay at the size at which he is, that's satisfactory. But we must be more ambitious. And even the SMMEs themselves and the cooperatives must be ambitious to want to grow. They must not want to stay small all the time. And if they grow properly, they even mature to a level where they now need minimum support, so that we focus on supporting the small ones.
Before yes, the whole honorable comment, I want to add my voice to growth and development. The difference between to grow and to develop. Luckily, I'm responding also to an issue raised by an honorable member that comes from KwaZulu-Natal. There was a period in KwaZulu-Natal where everybody thought that KwaZulu-Natal was doing well in terms of cooperatives, because there was Itala providing to cooperatives. Okay. So cooperatives were developed in KwaZulu-Natal. But those cooperatives, over a period of 10 years, have not grown. Some of them have not even taken off the ground. They were developed. And the form of assistance that was given to those cooperatives was the financial assistance. That's why I get worried when there is a lot of emphasis about the financial support to cooperatives as opposed to opening a sustainable market for cooperatives and SMEs, because without, we all know that there's no business that thrives without the market. So the issue of growth then has to come in, because we are not only looking at developing, providing them with the assistance, but making them remain at the same level that they were. Oh, Mama, the woman who was selling said cook, sitting under a tree, we then take Kuti, no, that woman has arrived because she has been now been provided with a container and a gas cylinder and a cooker to make those that cook in a comfortable situation, and we think Kuti, she has arrived. We would say that woman has arrived if she is part of a cooperative that is producing the raw material that is used to make a fed cook. And also, she is part of a group of women that have got a franchise, either Yagwa Pick and Pay, Nome Yagaban, Elapa Yagwa Mall, and then she can decide whether she still wants to be working at a taxi rank and selling a market cook. That is what we mean by growth. So development and growth are two different things. We should be able to drive people to the canal so that even when they come across the Red Sea, they can still persevere to say we have not arrived at Canaan. We must still work harder. So it's not the development and the establishment and the development, it's also the growth. We must have a vision that says we want to create a space for small business in South Africa to deal with inequalities. And one day have a taxi industry in South Africa that has got its own filling station, that supplies itself with its own tires and spares, and that has got its own assembling plant. Then we shall have empowered and grown cooperatives and small businesses in South Africa. I see no reason why the taxi industry would not have a bank of its own, a cooperative bank. Because the money that circulates within the taxi industry is enough for the taxi industry to have its own cooperative bank. I come from transport, I know that there are 250,000 members. And the plan that was developed by the taxi industry is actually taking them towards that direction of having their own bank, of having their own filling stations. They have their own plan. All that they were lacking was the support that was coming from here that would make them reach there. So it goes much like that.
No, I think it's just an interesting way to still talk about that taxi industry. I just want to know what happened to their flights.
There is a misunderstanding to people that they did not listen to what they were launching. They were launching a concept of a low-fare airline. And what has happened in South Africa in the aviation industry is that there is no low-cost structure in South Africa that would enable the low-fare airlines to sustain. Honorable Nkonzo, followed by Honorable Nshwe, and then Honorable Chair.
I just want to make a process proposal. Chair, in the beginning here, we're dealing with the draft report and making corrections into the report. And you were facilitating the meeting cleverly to say that other issues are going to public for the strategic plan because they are getting into the how part of this. Here we're correcting a report, you know, so I don't want us to discuss as if we are making that animal now. You're talking about the report and the way the discussion moves, we are producing an animal now, which is, for me, is part of the strategic plan, where we say, how must this department be? For example, the matter that you are discussing, it worries me because in the primary mission, it states clearly, saying the primary mission of the department is to enhance sub- support of small and informal business development as well as cooperatives through entrepreneurship to foster financial inclusion through creation of market access for small business and cooperatives. So are we elevating everything now into a mandate and leaving? Because this is a presentation that we received from the minister. So my worry is that now we are changing that presentation. We are saying that this must be new things that we are putting. So if we are doing that, we must be clear that we are doing that. But this is a presentation, but we are correcting. For an example, Honorable Chance corrected the sentence on page 2 to say that it is giving a wrong impression of what was presented. Therefore, we need to change that. So that is understandable. So I wanted to propose, Chair, that we follow what we're following and try to correct what we think is incorrect in the report, and then we move. Other things must be packed, because this matter that how do we grow a small business and cooperative and what is development, it needs us to sit down to have a common understanding to say that this is an approach that we take and it's going to be our philosophy of how we make this department be successful, you know, on a common understanding of what is growth and what is development. And what is playing into each other. So I was proposing that we share this.
So,
yes, thank you, Chair. I pretty much agree with what you're saying, Honourable Nkonki. And I'd like to just disagree with the Honourable Mabasa in the sense that I don't believe it's our department's business to tell businesses that they must become big businesses. It's up to them to determine whether they want to become big businesses. I think it's our job to facilitate their ability to grow if they want to grow, but it's not our job to tell them that they must become a big business. So I would just suggest that certainly we could say that it's our job to facilitate their growth, but that doesn't mean to say that we must force them to grow.
Okay. I think that we should take the route that we were following of okay. It is natural that in discussing this report, Honorable Khon, we will also be looking at the future. And when those issues come up, we must be able to separate those that belong to the report and those that we need to park and discuss in future. We cannot say that we are not going to come up with ideas, because it is only natural. We are natural beings, and we are also looking at the situation as it is right now. So let us allow members to bring up issues that they think should also be addressed by the department, but when we are packing them. But we are not saying people must then come up with creative ideas. We are saying that if in the contribution that you are making, we realize that the issue that is being made doesn't form part of the presentation that was made, but it is an important issue for us to consider, let us then take it and pack it for future consideration. Honorable Mabasa.
Thanks, Colleague Chair. I'm going to try to articulate this point just in case I had misrepresented myself. But I will use what I believe is the simple language that I can. I think that the mandate of the department, I would think that we are allowed to add onto the mandate of the department because it's proposed to us. So that's the one point that I'm making. But I also accept that we can't then come with many issues and throw them in, and we should not try to address the how. I think the how that came in was more as a matter of discussing. But I agree with Comrade Nkonki that our intention should not be to address the how. But the what, if the what is clearly formulated, I will still plead meeting because I had already motivated. It's just that I would ask to be assisted to phrase so that it doesn't come across as a how, but it comes across as a what. I think we should still have an ambition to support, I mean, the department must support existing SMMEs and existing cooperatives to grow. You know, if I simply put it that way, I will ask to be supported in that manner. Thanks, Colleague Chair.
Honourable
Minister. Hearing what the Honourable Member is saying, I think we talk about facilitating growth within SSMEs and then cooperatives, something of this nature, facilitating growth.
Thank you, Honourable Mabasa. I think that is a fair shift in the language, and I would support it.
Thank you. Can we then have a break? Because we have to. Our break is for 15 minutes.
For a moment, I forgot about Brazil. I never thought of you.
I think you should have a call and the